Student's Book, page 102. Activity 14. Listen and read. Which archaeologist discovered the tomb of King Tutankhamun? Accidental discoveries.
Finding things from the past is exciting. An archaeologist spends years studying ancient texts and history books in order to discover ancient places. Tombs, palaces, important treasures, sometimes whole cities, are hidden underground, under layers of earth and rock. Sometimes they're found with careful research and digging, but sometimes they're discovered by accident. In 1978, a new subway system for Mexico City was being constructed near the National Cathedral. As the workers were digging, they discovered a huge carved stone. Workers had archaeologists brought in. They immediately confirmed that the stone was a giant carving of the Aztec moon goddess. These were the remains of an Aztec temple from the ancient city of Tenochtitlan. Soon, a pyramid was uncovered, which scientists dated to AD 1325. Built on top of the original pyramid were another six pyramids. In total, more than 7,000 different artifacts were also found at the site. Before this surprise discovery, archaeologists believed that Spanish people had destroyed the temple to build the cathedral. Today, if you visit the Zócalo, which is in the heart of Mexico City, you can see the artifacts in the Templo Mayor Museum nearby. The discovery of King Tutankhamun's tomb in the Valley of the Kings in Egypt might be the most famous accidental discovery of its kind. The Valley of the Kings is home to more than 60 tombs in which ancient pharaohs and kings are buried. In 1922, most archaeologists had given up looking for tombs there because they were convinced that everything had been discovered. But one archaeologist, Howard Carter, continued looking. He wasn't disappointed. Working with some friends, he discovered the entrance to the tomb of King Tutankhamun. It's the most well-preserved ancient tomb that has ever been found. The tomb survived 3,000 years, even though robbers and floods destroyed many of the other tombs from that region. The artifacts from the tomb that once belonged to King Tutankhamun can now be seen in the Cairo Museum in Egypt.